Why this lesson? Lessons 1, 2, and 3 gave you everything you need to talk to the model, a working call, the production side patterns, and the model selection decision. What you cannot yet do is let the model reach beyond its training corpus. The model cannot check the weather. It cannot read a row from your database. It cannot run a script. It cannot fetch the document the user just uploaded. It can describe what it would do if it could, but it cannot actually do it. Tool use is the API surface that closes that gap. You declare a set of functions the model is allowed to call: a weather lookup, a database query, an internal API. The model decides when to call one, returns a structured request for it, your code executes the request, and sends the result back. The model continues from there with the result in context. The loop is small and explicit, and it is the foundation under everything Phase 2 and Phase 3 of this track will build. Server-side tools, Lesson 5. Model context protocol, Lesson 6. The agent loop, Lesson 8 onward. Agent skills, Lesson 10. And sub-agents, Lesson 11, are all variations on the same primitive. This lesson covers the primitive end-to-end. Defining a tool, the four-step request-response loop, the two ordering rules the API enforces, tool-to-queue choice, parallel tool use, error handling, and the cost overhead. It uses client tools, functions you write and execute, throughout, server tools, where Anthropic executes, get Lesson 5, defining a tool. A tool definition is three fields: a name the model uses to refer to the tool, a description of when and how to use it, the model reads this when deciding whether to call, and an input schema, JSON schema, describing the parameters the tool accepts. Three things matter. The description is the model's instruction manual for the tool. Vague descriptions produce wrong calls. Get the weather is worse than get the current weather in a given location, city plus state or city plus country. Tell the model what the tool does, when it is the right tool, and any constraints. The schema constrains the input shape. Use required to mark fields the model must supply. Use enum where the value is one of a fixed set. Use the field's own description for unit conventions, default Celsius, and edge cases. The more the schema captures, the fewer malformed calls you have to handle. Tool names are how the model refers back. Stable names. The model returns the name in the tool use block. Your code uses it to dispatch. Tools are passed in the tools array on the request. Optional tool choice tells the model how to use them. Auto, the default, model decides whether and which to call. Any, force a tool call, model picks which. Tool, force a specific tool by name. Or none, no tools available even though some are defined. Lesson 8 onward uses auto, the others are tactical. The four-step loop. A single round trip with tool use is four steps. Step 1, your application sends a request with the tool definitions. Step 2, the model returns a response with a tool use content block. When the model decides to call a tool, it sets stop reason to tool use and includes one or more tool use blocks in content. Three fields matter on the tool use block. ID is the handle the API uses to match this call to the result you will send back. Name tells your code which tool to dispatch. Input is the parameters the model chose, matching the input schema you declared. Step 3. Your code executes the tool and assembles a tool result block. The tool result content block carries tool useed, matching the ID from step 2, content, the result is a string or a list of nested content blocks for richer types, an optional iserror set to true if the tool execution failed. Step 4, you send a new request continuing the conversation with the tool result in a user message. Pass back the entire history so far, the original user message, the assistant tool loose response, and the new user message carrying the tool result. The model takes the result and uses it to finish answering the original question. Stop reason on this second response will typically be end turn. The model is done. The user never knew there was a tool call. They asked a question and got an answer. The two ordering rules. The API enforces two rules on the message history when tools are in play, and both produce 400 errors when broken. Rule 1. Tool result blocks must immediately follow their corresponding tool use blocks in the message history. You cannot insert any other messages between the assistant's tool use message and the user's tool result message. If you have UI state to capture or a logging step that creates a new message, do that work in your application. Do not put it in the API conversation. Rule 2. In a user message containing tool results, the tool result blocks come first in the content array. Any text in the same user message comes after all the tool result blocks. This will fail. This is correct. If you see tool use IDs were found without tool result blocks immediately after as a 400 error message, one of these two rules was broken. Parallel tool calls. The model can return more than one tool use block in a single response when it decides multiple tools would help. Your code should iterate the response content and dispatch each. When you send the tool result blocks back, include one for each tool use, matched by tool use wash ID, all in the same user message. Parallel tool calls are how the model fans out work in one turn. Look up the weather and check the calendar before answering. The pattern is the same as one tool call, just with more tool result blocks in the response message. Error handling. When the tool execution itself fails, network error, downstream API down, validation error in the tool body, return the error message in content with is error set to true. The model reads the error and incorporates it into the response, often something like, I was unable to retrieve the weather, the service is unavailable. Try again later. The Anthropic docs are specific about this. Write instructive error messages, not generic ones. Rate limit exceeded. Retry after 60 seconds gives the model context to recover or adapt. Failed gives it nothing. When the model's attempted use of a tool is invalid, missing required parameters, wrong types, you have two options. Improve the tool description so the model has the context it needed, or send back a tool result with ice error, true, and an explanatory message. The model will retry two or three times with corrections before apologizing to the user. To eliminate invalid tool calls entirely, set strict. True on the tool definition. The API will then guarantee tool inputs match the schema exactly. Client tools versus server tools. Client tools are what this lesson covers. Functions you define and execute in your application code. You handle the loop. Parse tool use, execute, send tool result. The advantage is full control. The tool can do anything your application can do. Hit your database, call your internal API, read a file in your file system. Server tools are run by Anthropic. You declare them in tools like a client tool, the model decides to use one, Anthropic executes it on their infrastructure, and you see the result already in the response. No tool use, tool result, round trip in your code. The current server tools include web search, web fetch, code execution, and tool search. Lesson 5 of this track is the proper server tools lesson, the rule of thumb. Client tools for anything your application owns, server tools for general capabilities Anthropic already operates. You will not implement a web search. You will implement a look up this user's order history tool. Token cost overhead. Tool use adds a small system prompt that enables the API to handle tool calls. The exact count varies by model, and that any and specific tool modes carry a slightly higher overhead than auto, and none because the model commits to a tool call. Per the tool use overview at this lesson's drafting, check the tool use overviews per model table for current numbers, plus the tokens in your tools array, the names, descriptions, and schemas. In an agent loop with many turns and large tool definitions, this overhead is not negligible. Lesson 7 of this track covers prompt caching, which cuts the cost on the repeated tool definition tokens to a fraction. Lesson 5 covers tool search, one of Anthropic's server tools, which lets a large catalog of tools live on the server side and only loads relevant ones into context per call. Both extend this lesson directly. A note on structured outputs. A common confusion. Structured outputs is a separate Anthropic feature, not the same as tool use, even though both produce JSON. Structured outputs guarantee a response conforms to a JSON schema you specify. Set the response format type to JSON schema with your schema attached, inside the output/config request field. Use structured outputs when the model's whole response is supposed to be machine-readable data. Tool use is about the model calling a function and getting a result back to continue the conversation. The two can be combined. A tool definition can use strict, true to guarantee the tool input matches its schema, which is structured outputs applied to the tool use case, but they are distinct features. If your need is, I want JSON back from the model, reach for structured outputs. If your need is, I want the model to call my code and use the result, reach for tool use. Common pitfalls, vague tool descriptions. Get the weather is worse than get the current weather in a given location, city plus state or city plus country. The description is what the model reads to decide whether the tool is right for the user's question. Be specific about what the tool does, when it is appropriate, and any constraints. Missing the two ordering rules. Tool result must immediately follow tool use in the message history, and tool result blocks come first in the content array. If you see a 400 error mentioning tool use IDs were found without tool result blocks, one of these was broken. Ignoring eyes error. When a tool execution fails, send back eyes error. True with an instructive error message. Rate limit exceeded. Retry after 60 seconds. Rather than silently retrying or swallowing the failure. The model can recover from a clear error message. It cannot recover from data you never sent. Confusing tool use with structured outputs. They are separate features. Tool use is model calls my code, I send a result back, model continues. Structured outputs is model's final response conforms to my JSON schema. Reach for the one that matches the shape of what you actually need. Treating the assistant's tool use message as something other than an assistant turn. When you send the conversation back in step 4, the assistant message has role. Assistant, and the content is the full response. Content, text blocks, plus tool use blocks together. The API takes that exact assistant turn back. Do not reformat or filter it. What you do not need yet. This lesson stays on client tools and the bare loop. Deferred, server tools, web searches, web fetch, code execution, tool search. Lesson 5. Plus the Anthropic schema client tools, bash, computer use, memory, text editor, covered in the same lesson. These reuse this lesson's client tool loop with a canonical Anthropic schema. Your code still executes them. Model context protocol. Declare tools that work across providers or connect to an MCP server. Lesson 6. Prompt caching on tool definitions. Cut the tool's overhead cost when the tools are stable across calls. Lesson 7. The agent loop. When the model and your tools talk back and forth across many turns until a task is done. Lesson 8 onward. Strict tool use, deep dive, the SDK tool runner abstraction, and parallel tool use in extended detail. The Anthropic docs cover each at platform. claude.com/docs/in/agents/tools/tool use, strict tool use, tool runner, parallel tool use. Pointers are in this lesson's references. What you should remember, A tool is three fields: name, description, input, swash schema, JSON schema. The description is the model's instruction manual. Vague descriptions produce wrong calls. The four-step loop: 1. Send request with tools. 2. Model returns stop reason. Tooloose and tooloose content blocks with ID, name, input. 3. Your code executes the tool, assembles a tool result block with tooloosid and content. 4. Send a new request including the original messages, the assistant turn, full response.content, and a user message with the tool result. 2 ordering rules the API enforces. Tool result must immediately follow tooloose. Tool result blocks come first in their user message content array. Text comes after. The tool choice options: auto, default, model decides, any, force a tool, model picks which, tool, force a specific tool by name, none, no tools. Parallel tool calls are just multiple tool use blocks in one response with matching tool result blocks in the response user message. Errors: set as error, true, and write instructive error content. The model can recover from a clear error. It cannot from silence. Client tools, your code executes, versus server tools, Anthropic executes. Lesson 5. Same declaration shape, different round trip pattern. Tool use adds a small system prompt overhead, a few hundred tokens. Per model values are published in the tool use overview's token count table, with any and specific tool modes slightly higher than auto and none, plus the tool's array tokens. Lesson 7. Prima de count caching cuts the repeated cost, where this fits. Lesson 4 opens phase 2. Lesson 5, server-side tools, and Lesson 6, model context protocol, extend what one call can do beyond client-side definitions. Lesson 7, prompt caching, addresses the cost to shield shape this lesson introduces. Phase 3, Lesson 8 to shield 11, is where the four-step loop becomes a multi-step agent loop. The same primitive, repeated until the model says it is done.